Blog Talk Radio.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
The Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises, man. The Father's merciful. Man, it's another Sabbath day. Only mean that we're just one Sabbath closer to another, to the big Sabbath, the resurrection. Man, that's really what's up. All praises. Like I said, today is the Sabbath. Today we're dealing with the creation, man. I hope I got a good mic sound. I hope I can. We're dealing with the creation. What do you mean? Well, you know, everybody thinks the creation started with Adam. You know, when you talk about the creation, most people zero in on Adam, you know, and his sin. And actually, it's more than that. You know, it's more than Adam and his sin, you know. The creation, what we're dealing with is on an actual first day. We're dealing with it from the point of there's no time yet because he didn't declare time. So we here actually in eternity. So when he said in the beginning, time wasn't declared yet, that's eternity. That's where everlasting is. Time wasn't declared until he said, even in the morning is the first day. That's when time was declared. Well, that's what we hear now. We're looking at the different things he brought into creation, and now we at the angels. Well, how did they get here? Well, he created them by law. You know, as we've seen in the beginning of this creation series, that all this stuff is framed by laws, man. The law of the birds, you know, the law of the birds is that they fly. They don't have hands to drive and to build, you know, as we do. But they got laws that they live in. Fish, they have laws that they live in. In different worlds, in different schools. Same thing with the birds and us. We all bound by laws. All these laws were created before we were created. If it don't exist, it's not written in the law. So you would never bring it into being because it was never written. Everything that's here is meant because he written it in the law. So he created these angels, and when he wrote them into the law, he said, but they're going to be ministering spirits and flames of fire. He's going to create them out of fire. And he created them way before us. And he created them out of heaven. That's another thing. So the angels was actually created right after the lake of fire, literally, because the lake of fire is created from heaven. That's the only thing that can destroy angels, the lake of fire, which is created from heaven. The lake of fire don't have a time window on it. It's a judgment seat. It had to be created before anything. Without free will, there is no judgment. Free will introduced judgment. So the lake of fire was created even before the angels, because they were going to be judged by the laws that they're bound by. So this is that thing. Amen. So let's get into this. Let's get into this. It's gonna open up. I'm gonna open up with a script and a prayer, and we're gonna get started. As you go. No, I'm actually doing too much. Okay. What? Okay, give me a minute. My laptop is like so tripping right now. Okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgive all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, the croweth and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel. Amen. That's Psalms 103, 1 through 7. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doing of his word. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, yes, we're dealing with angels, man. And, you know, whenever you deal with angels, it ain't always got to be a horror story behind it. You know, you ain't always dealing with and wrestling with devils and all that stuff, man. You're not. You're not always doing that. The only thing you're doing is actually dealing with, you're in another realm, you're in another dimension, what we call death. He created this thing that he called death, which is time, you see. It's that thing. It's another dimension. The angels have access to this dimension. We don't have access to their dimension. You see that? That's called death. You know, death is dimensions or a different realm. So, yes, it is. It's a such thing as a dimension or another realm, so to say. You got to identify that because that's what God is. But he identifies as the third heaven. So is he referring to there's a third realm? You know, we haven't even gotten to that. But we have right now is that we know for a fact that there's a realm that angels exist in or else we'll be seeing them. That's by law. Who think of that? I mean, you know, we're gonna say this whole grand scheme of things is just created out of a goof, right? We're going to say that it just is created out of nowhere. But all this mind, all this thought is from it. You see? All that thought is from that this concept in the beginning, right here. Man don't have an answer for that. They got theories. Man don't have answer for that. They really don't. If you look at the super sci-fis, they don't have an answer for the beginning. But we do. It's right there in that book that people use for decorations on their tables. It's the answers right there in there. Let's get into that. So let's pick this up in Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Take it, boy. Come on. Okay. Guess he got to get caught up. All right. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay, so we're not dealing with the earth right now. We're still dealing with heaven. So that's where we at. We right here at heaven. We got to bring in the heaven because that's where the angels are out of. Even though we covet heaven. But the angels are created from heaven, so we have to go there. And we also have to touch on the fact that there's no such thing as time right here. So if there's no such thing as time, then there's no such thing as boundaries. None of that. So he put laws on boundaries. Oh, who think of that? this is in the beginning. So he created the heaven and earth. So let's go and look at that. We're going to go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8 and 1, and it says this. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Now, this is the thing about wisdom. That's a whole other conversation we're going to get into. Right now, we're dealing with these angels. Skip down to verse 20. No. 22. It says this. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, or ever the earth was. See, like I said, the word, that's wisdom, the word, consciousness, you know, was from the beginning. This would separate the Big Bang Theory from the Word of God, because the Big Bang Theory, they said it's just something that just happened, some super charismatic boom. That was the end of it. And then all of a sudden, all these wonderful things came out, such as numbers out of a boom, numbers come out, you know, and numbers are absolute truths. Numbers are absolute truths. So if a number is the absolute truth, then somebody here created it. That's consciousness. That's a conscious thought pattern, 100%. There's nothing we can't dispute that numbers will never, ever lie. That's consciousness. So we got that back. We got that in the beginning. We got in the beginning was this word, this wisdom that we're reading that was before anything, right? Okay. We're trying to get these angels in the creation. He said, before the mountains were settled, before the hills were, I was brought forth. While it was yet, he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. That's right there. I want to look at that. This whole script, right? When he prepared the heavens, that's one. That's a plural, okay? That's a plural. That means more than one. When he prepared the heavens, that implies it could be anything from 2 to 1,000. Because it's a plural. So this is the thing that the scriptures identify. We dealt with that because we dealt with heaven. We're not going to get all off into heaven, but we got to get into heaven here because we're bringing the angels out. Okay, then he said this, I just like to dig this word of depth. You know what I mean? Depth. This word here. It's spelled different. It's almost an old English word at this. It's not even in the 21st century. The 21st century lexicon. It's not even in it. You would think it would be, but it's not. It's not. It's not even in lexicon. Lexicon, I should say. Okay, 1, 2. Please bear with me. I want y'all to hear the definition of this. Okay. All right. I'm getting warm. That is. There it is, depth. Okay. Distance. He said, when he prepared, he said a compass on distance. So it was no such thing as an end of distance. He put a compass on it. So whatever outside of this realm was infinite. And he put a compass on infinite. What think of that? You know, but anyway, this is what he did. He said, depth. Distance down across base. So he put a compass on north, south, east, and west. He created a north, south, east, and west. Why? Why is that a point? Why do you need north, south, east, and west in a magnetic pool? If that's a Big Bang Theory, object, then how would that support a Big Bang when that's an exact science, north, south, east, and west? Even there's a magnetic pool to justify that. Where'd that come from? So he's telling us he put a compass on nothing. You dig? Right. He put a compass on whatever is oblivion, he did. Deepness, draft, expand, extent, intensity, lower registers, insight. Whoa, here comes the spiritual side. He put a compass on how much a person would know, how much a person would grow. That's why everybody don't grow the same. Man is like trees. You know, you can grow a whole row of trees, and all the trees will grow differently. Some will grow up, some will grow out. But they'll, you know, grow differently in their own time and their seasons. And I bet you 10 to 1 those trees aren't out there judging each other by the way they're growing. Exactly. So this is, he's saying, I'm the one that determines how much understanding you get. Are we kidding? He said, I put the compass on how much you can see. Who think of writing that in a law? And it's true. Because the more he revealed to you, the more you see, that's very true. And the only way you become, you outside of this, is that you become 100% cerebral. Then there's no compass on your thoughts. You become I am for all things. Anyway, that's why I wanted to look at this word depth. He said, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, it says, insight, wisdom, brain, discernment, intellect, intelligence, keenness, penetrating, profoundness, profoundity, sense, sharpness, weightness. Okay, so that's what that meant. So now, he said before he created heaven, he came up with that. Right, so he bound the heavens inside the depth, man. So the heavens got to bound. I don't know how far. I don't know how far the bounds is, because the nearest star in our solar system, it would take 73,000 years to get to it. Man only been on the planet for 6,000 years. This side of the creation, you know. I don't think there's enough lifetimes in us to make that trip to the heavens with the machines that we have now. So you have to have you have to go light speed to accomplish that. But then your body can withstand the G-force, so you'll be turned into particles. So that's everything about it is just not going to happen. Anyway, so he got this thing called heaven, right? This is where he set bounds on heaven. Okay, let's look at that. What is heaven? All right, we're going to kill two birds with one stone because we're going to not only see what heaven is, but we're going to see the angel being created from heaven at the exact same time. Ezekiel 28 and 11, it reads, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sun full of wisdom, perfect in beauty." They go to conversation of consciousness before us. See that? Full of wisdom. So the consciousness of wisdom was before us there. He was telling us that there's no such thing as there is a God. There's no such thing as a Big Bang. Wipe that out your head. Forget about it. Don't let these people fool you. There is no such thing as a Big Bang theory. Look at here, it goes on. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, what is lamentation? This deep mourning, man. You crying like you lost a baby or something, you know. Like that kind of crying, or you know, you about to die kind of cry, you know, lamentation. You know, you lost someone you dearly love. Look at this conversation here. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Say unto him, thus saith the Lord, filleth up some full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in eating the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, and sardis and topaz and diamonds and beryls and onyx and jaspers and sapphire and emeralds and carbuncles and gold and workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pikes were to prepare in thee in the day that thou was created. He's not talking about a physical man. He's talking about Satan or a cherub being. He's telling you right here, when he created him out of this. And he said, thou art the anointed cherub that covered. So the image that they got of you or the devil is a misconception. He don't look like that. Beautiful. The things that you're looking at is only to generate fear of the unknown. But an angel don't look hideous and monstrous and ogreish. They look like this. He said, Luke 14, thou art the anointed cherub. See, they don't look like no monsters. Look at this again. He said, thou hast been in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis and topaz and a diamond and beryls and onyx and jasper and sapphires, the emeralds and the carbuncles and gold and the workmen of thy tabrets, music, that's tabarine, and pipes, of course, trumpets, was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. So he was created for a number of things, even song. And it says this, thou art the anointed cherub that covers, I have set thee so, thou was upon the holy mountain. That was up on the holy mountain of God, right there. The holy mountain of God. Now, that's the thing that he was created from, the mountain of God. Thou has walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So heaven is on fire. Right. That's why he's a ministering spirit of fire. So your God put bounds on fire. You kidding me? You kidding me? Your God put bounds on fire. And this ain't no ordinary fire either. You know, like, we be looking at them wildfires in California. They can't do nothing with it until the Lord say, okay, enough is enough. But he said, but I got bounds on that. Really? I guess so, if heaven is made from it, right? So he said this. And he said, thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in all thy ways. Now, get this. We know he's talking about Satan, right? But you got to also remember he's talking about every one of the cherubims. They were created. They're created in the same likeness, all right? So he's not the only one that look like this. You see, so that's a whole nother group aside from itself, right? They exist here. Now, that's where depth come in at, right here. I got to find that word. It took me forever to find it, but I had to find it because it says so much, you know, when it brought forth. There it is, depth. Okay. Expanse, extent. Sound, dimension. Okay. Okay, dimension. So if he got bounds on dimensions, he put bounds on dimensions. So whatever they at, where the angels dwell at, he put bounds on their dimensions too. That's why they got the authority to go from their dimension into ours, but we can't go from this dimension into theirs. We can only go through there through vision. Physically, they can actually do it. We can't. We'll never survive it because everything. He said the stones of fire. We don't. We'll melt. We'll literally melt. Because the sun is created from that. And that means that fire is hotter than the sun. It got to be, because he said that the sun, you ain't going to even need the sun in New Jerusalem. Because he's going to outshine the sun. So if he's going to outshine the sun, and he created heaven from himself, then of course heaven is going to outshine the sun, because the sun was created from heaven. So we couldn't exist there. It'd be impossible. So, no, not only will we not make it there because of the time window, because you actually have to travel in light speed, but we don't have anything that will allow us to survive that element. So that's a gigantic lie. That's a lie. That's a lie from everything that belongs to heaven. We got to stop saying that. We got to stop saying that, because heaven is way more than what we've ever been told. That's a lie that's like all over the place, like it ain't nothing. And that is not how we're supposed to look at it. So it says this. From the midst of the verse 16, it said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled thee in the midst thereof with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore, wait. The definition of sin is transgression of the law. See, once again. Hold up. Let's look at that. Okay. Thou hast sinned. That's 28:16. He said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Okay, 1 John chapter 3 and 4 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. So he broke the law. I told you the law was there before he was. See? It was all, he had to write all this stuff out before he created anything, even the angels. So now, guess what that tells us? The angels aren't just robots. They also have free will. They also have free will. And what brings about free will? Judgment. Without free will, there is no judgment. You have to really understand that. So you can't say, well, you know, God put us in this position. No, free will put us in this position, and the choices we made our position worse. No, without free will, there is no judgment. So we gotta stop with that. That just goes against everything that you should know better. So he says that whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Okay, so now we see that he broke the law. So the angels or cherubims and seraphims are all bound by laws, right? Amen. So the next thing is this, that he said, but he was created out of this, right? This is where, you know, my brothers and my sisters got hung up, because they were like, well, you know, how you get that out of that? Well, right here, check this out. Watch this. Okay, go to the Lord. I'm going to tell you something about Ezekiel, too. God must really have loved Ezekiel, because he showed him how, not only how he created Adam, but he showed him how he created angels. Watch this. Go to Ezekiel chapter 1. And verse 1. It says this. Now, it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Sheba, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. That's the exact same thing happened to John. But this is Ezekiel, right? So he was in the spirit or in a trance like John. He went through the same thing. And it said, in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river of Shebar. And the hand of the Lord was upon him. So, listen, this is the exact same thing happened to John in Revelation chapter 1, right? So he said this. He said, and I look and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, which is heaven, out the sky. Because remember now, he said north is above us. He said a compass on the north. So he's telling us right there, it came straight down. It didn't come from the west. It didn't come from the south. It didn't come from the east or west. It came straight down. It came out of the north. So it came straight from over his head. A great cloud of fire enfolding itself. See, there go that control flame. And the brightness was about it, out of the midst of, as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. See, now this is where, you know, my brothers and sisters started. How you getting this out that this is how he created an angel? Look, that's why we went and read that heaven is on fire. So look what he just said here. Out of the midst of the fire, amber of color as thereof mist of out of, and it was about brightness and self-enfolding, or folding in fire, a great cloud. Look, and it said, out of the north came this whirlwind, so it's just this fire. You know, he creating it out of this fire. And then out of this came what? This. He said, out of the mist came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. See, out of the mist came four living creatures, and this was their appearance, and they had the likeness of a man. Everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. Okay, now, I ain't getting into that yet. This is the question. How do you get that this, how he created him out of heaven and heaven being on fire? From this, go to Genesis chapter 2. In I'm going to pick it up at 1. No. I'm not dealing with that. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 5. And it says this. And every plant of the ground. I may have to pick it up at 4. Yeah. It says, these are the generations of the heavens, that plural, and of the earth when they were created. Singular. All right. In that day, the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, plural. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. All right. Where do we find this at? And what this got to do with Ezekiel chapter 1 and the angels being formed out of fire? Like I said, the Lord also showed Ezekiel how he formed man out of the earth. Watch this. Just like he showed him how he formed angels out of heaven, He showed Ezekiel how he formed man out of the earth. Watch this. Ezekiel chapter 37. And it says this. And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit, and set me down in the midst of the valleys, which are full of bones. Now, watch this, right? I'm gonna show you why this is different. Okay. Let me show you what this is about. This is why, you know, this is man. All right? This is man. Watch this. He's about to show Ezekiel how he created man. Now, this is Luke chapter 24. It said, behold my hands and feet, that it is myself, and handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones as you see me have. That's Luke 24:39. So he just told you that, for a spirit have not flesh and bones. Why? Because they minister spirits of flame of fire. They're created out of fire. We're created from the earth, as you see me have. And the difference is between an angel and us is that we're created in the image of God, because he just told you God got a skeleton. So it's no wonder every time you see a horror film or something like that, it's raising up a skeleton. You know, that the angels has killed another god. You know. Let's go back to that Ezekiel. Yeah, and it says this. So, Ezekiel chapter 37:1. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out of the mist, out in the spirit, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which are full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. So the first thing God did was created a skeleton. Before he did anything, when he created Adam. He's telling us right now that when he created Adam, the first thing he created was a skeleton. That's right here. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Who is talking here? Him and the Father. You know, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So that's how he spoke. That's how he spoke to Adam. Hear the word of the Lord. Right? Well, I guess he could because he told Lazarus to come up, right? Okay. All right, so he said this. Thus saith the Lord, unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. But, okay, right. So that's the same thing he said to Adam, right? Okay. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you. This is what he's saying, how he created Adam. I'm going to put sinews on you, which is your muscles and your ligaments and stuff. And, and then he said, and I will bring flesh upon you, which is your skin. Now, which is that third thing in the tabernacle, I can't think of it. But anyway, and he says, and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And you shall live, and you shall know that I'm the Lord. So when Adam woke up, man, he knew that he was God out the gate. We underestimate Adam, man. Adam was he was a man. But he was different. He was he was Jesus on steroids, man. He had all the gifts. Every last one. He had all the gifts. Adam had every gift. He was 100% cerebral. Adam could walk on water. When Peter failed, Adam didn't have a reason to fail because there was no reason to fail because he had no fear of death. So Adam walked on waters and rode on sharks, whatever you want to. He's seen all of that stuff out there. He's seen whales and all that. He knew what he was going to create. How else is God going to give him the dominion, right? We sleep on him, but that's in the sixth. That's in the sixth day. We ain't there yet. But to show you how he showed Ezekiel how he created Adam, and he showed Ezekiel the same thing. I created angels the same way. And he said, I will lay sandals upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And I prophesied, and there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bones to his bones. And I beheld, lo, sandals and flesh came upon them, skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them, right? So this is Adam's body just laying there, right? It's actually lifeless. Could you say it's dead? Yes, you could say Adam's body was dead right here. There was no breath in it or in them. So when he created Adam, he was dead. Life was coming out of death anyway. So the resurrection was in man from the gate. Who think of that? He said, then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, and O O breathe breath upon these slain, for they may live. So remember now, he put bounds on north, south, east, and west, and that they would bring life all over the planet. That's why you got life all over the planet now. Babies being born all over the world. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived. And they stood upon their feet in exceeding great army. So that's what God saw. He stood upon his feet and lived. And God saw Adam as an army. Are you kidding me? Well, of course, because out of him came a whole world. But get this, though. That's the same conversation he had with the angels. You see, but you got to look at it, man. You can't just be like, you know, well, this is what this is. Okay. He manifold. He can have, okay, look at it. What you call that thing when you can write with you can write two different things, hapidestrious. Your God is hapidestrious, if you like to say that. What do you mean? I can write two different prescriptions with my left and right hand. That's that kind of, this is this kind of thing he's having. This is the kind of hot conversation he's having. This is that Samson theory. This is that enigma. This is that wisdom of Solomon. He's apodestrious, I guess. I don't know how to say that word. But it's when you can use both of your hands. And actually, it'd be like me writing the creation series and the world history series at the exact same time with two entirely different topics. This is. So let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1. What came out of that fire, right? Now let's pick it up in 10. We're going to pick it up in 10. Then I looked, and behold, the firmament was above the head of the cherubims, and there was appeared over it was a sapphire stone, and the appearance of a likeness of a throne. So their purpose is to carry God around. You know, like the Egyptians was carrying their king around. That's what they do. They carry their king around. I know if the God of Israel was on this earth, you would do it. But you notice how man always is trying to imitate God. And it said, and he spake unto man, he spake unto the man, clothed with white linen, and said, go between the wheels and under the cherub. Okay, we're not going, because we did all of this, right? We did all of this. So now we got them here. People, go back in the beginning. We got to keep moving on. Okay. All right. I'm going to read it. Okay. Then I look and behold, in the firmament there was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them as it was a sapphire stone and the appearance of the likeness of a throne. And he spake unto the man, clothed with linen, and said, go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hand with the coals of fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now, the cherubim stood on the right side of the court, the right side of the house, when the man went in and the cloud filled the inner court. What? Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherubims and stood over at the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was filled with the brightness of the Lord's glory. That's the incense. That's what Aaron was doing. He was putting this incense up. Same thing. That's the cloud. And the sound of the cherubim wings was as the outer court and the voice of Almighty when he spaketh. And when it came to pass that when he commanded that when he commanded the man, forgive me, and it came to pass when that when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims. Then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubim that was on the fire that was in between the cherubims and took thereof and put it into the hand of him that was clothed with linen and took it and went out. And there appeared in the cherubims the form of a man's hand under the wing. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by the one cherub, another wheel by another cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was as the color of beryl stone. And as for their appearance, they four had one likeness, and if the wheel had been the midst of the wheel. This is some weird stuff. You know, it's no way we've been drawing angels. You know, it's no way you met an angel. It's no way you never seen one. If you seen one, it'll look like this. This is why, you know, we live off the figment of the man's imagination of what they call horror films or, you know, demonic movies and so forth, you know. All their madness is in their science and in their wisdom. Instead of seeking out the Lord's face, who knows, he may have revealed these things to them and they could have went and probably been ultra creative. But this ain't even close. This isn't even close. I'm telling you, it's not even close to what we've been seeing in the film. And then on top of that, when you read about these things, it's not like you're getting this big scare out of it because God is telling you it's not even a thing about being scared. He kept telling you to fear him. There's no fear in serving God. So why would you be afraid of anything? Anything. Why would you be afraid of anything in his life? Because everything belongs to God. This is that thing. So when we start approaching the spiritual realm or that other dimension that we start talking about, it's a sort of what happens is people get scared because we are not familiar with it. We've never seen it before. So we got all these different imaginations about it. Like the Spaniards used to think that they would take their boat so far out into the ocean and fall off the edge of the earth. They thought the earth was flat. And then they'd be eaten up by monsters that looked ahead, faces like dogs and puppies and stuff. It was crazy. So they thought the earth was flat, right? Same thing. Same principle. You know, we think that the angels look like them, you know, or whatever they come up with. You know, but there's a such thing as possession, devil possession. Let's call it what it is. People, when they use terms like demon, ain't no such thing as demon in the Bible. No such term as thing as demon, not one. So people got to stop saying that. People got to stop saying, I come against you in the name of Jesus, you know, to these spiritual beings. They don't recognize you. They don't recognize, look at this. They're spirits. They're not recognizing you. I come against you in the name of Jesus. No, they recognize the name of the Lord. The Lord rebuked you in the name of Jesus. That's the first thing they're going to recognize. So you got to call correct. You want to get into spiritual warfare, then you're talking about you going up against things like this. Now, I'm not saying you have any reason to be afraid because, once again, you're created in the image of God, but just know what you're working with. This is not, playing church. This ain't playing church. This is real conversation. This is that thing when you start dealing with this and you're saying, this thing here is about to reveal himself from another dimension or another realm. And I'm going to be witness to it and not be afraid. That's what people are afraid of. And that's, you shouldn't be. I'm trying to say we shouldn't be. Anyway, it says this, and the whole body and their backs with hands and their wings and the wheels were full of eyes round about, and even the wheel's head they had four. Man, you kidding me? So we out here sinning against God, and these things is watching us, and it's like they ain't missing nothing. As for the wheels, it was cried unto them in my hearing. And everyone had four faces, right? Everyone had four faces, right? The first face was the face of a cherub. The second face was the face of a man. The third face was the face of a lion. The fourth was the face of an eagle. So what's the face of the cherub? So we see that the cherub face isn't a face of a man. We also see that it isn't the face of a lion. So what, or an eagle? You see, there was that thing I was talking about the other day, how it can turn into a bird. Anyway, so what's a cherub? Ezekiel chapter 1. And it says this, a cherub is Ezekiel 1 and verse 10. As for the likeness of Ezekiel 1 and 10, Ezekiel chapter 10, right. All right. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face on the right side. So we found out the face of a man isn't a cherub, because that was one face. The face of a lion isn't a face of a cherub, that's another one. So on the right side, it said they four had the face of an eagle. That wasn't a cherub. So, and it said in the face of an ox on the left side. So the ox is the cherub. The ox is the cherub. Isn't that something? The ox is the cherub. Yeah. So all these creatures that we're looking at, the face, all of them, what makes them a cherubim is the ox that's on their head. See, we don't have movies about monsters with heads like this because they don't want you to see this, because this is in the Bible. I'd rather take something from this and like Dante's Hades or whatever that nonsense is. That was crazy. That's just some stigma of some old whacked out dude that was tripping off of whatever he ran into. That was some bizarre nonsense. But no, the angels don't look like that either. So we see what they look like. This is what angels look like. This is what they're covered in. And they also gold, and they got different colors. This is why when they put up Christmas trees, they got to have lights on it because those lights represent those sapphire, the topaz, the emerald, the jewels, and all that type of stuff. It represents the tree of the knowledge, good and evil, in the midst of the garden, which happened to be Satan, the devil. Right? So now the question is, why they here? Now he created them, so why they here? All right, now let's go into Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. It says, are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So not everybody's going to get one. That's the first thing, because not everybody heirs on the salvation. That's the second thing. See that? Not everybody get one. Not in this dispensation. Mm-mm. You gotta get your act together. You gotta get your act together. Then you gotta get washed up. And then he said, I'm gonna send you the gift of the Holy Spirit. You don't get it until those things start taking place. You know. Hey, people, you know, he said the gift of the Spirit was without repentance. I get that. You know, that's all good, you know. That's true. You know, but, you know, you don't get this. You don't get one of these. He don't blase just give you one of these like willy-nilly. You know, you don't, you know, you like, people think, yeah, well, I seen an angel change my baby diaper. You should stop lying. Just stop lying. And anybody that'll listen to that, the Lord say, an evil doer give an ear to a wicked tongue. You know they lying. So what that make you? Anyway. So he says, are not they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that are heirs on the salvation? Now let's look at this word, minister, because that's their job. That's the definition of their whole being. To do what? Minister. I'm getting close. There it is. Okay. To help, serve, accommodate, administer, aid, answer, attend, be solace, cater to, cure, doctor, do for, foster, heal, nurse, pander to, remedy, secure, take care of, treat, wait on, watch over. That's what your angels said. That's what that cherubim was created for. He was created as a butler, a caretaker of your salvation. This is job. Yeah. Also, it says a person high in government administrator. So they got different scales. Like you got one, like not everybody is Gabriel. Like he told them in the beginning, thou art the anointed cherub of it. So everybody wasn't Lucifer. You had different appointments. Different angels had different appointments. You know, just like in this world, you got one king, you know, then you got a lot of governors and senators and stuff like that. Same thing in the spirit world. It's the same. This world is governed after the spirit realm. It was in the law first, and now it exists here in the real world. So everything is in motion. Everything is where it's supposed to be. So minister, right, or to heirs on the salvation. Okay, so the other thing is this. Why are people afraid of them? Let me see. Right here. Luke chapter 10 and 17. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Stop. So it says subject. It says this. Answerable. Once again, it sounds almost the word subject and ministers are almost the exact same meaning or understanding, except for one bring in punishment, one bring in a certainness, one bring in a whole nother thing. Here it is. So subject bring in a different thing, but it's almost the same. It identified what they were created for, but it gives you the power over them. At the mercy of, answerable. So the angels are at your mercy. They're answerable, they're accountable. They at your feet. It's at one's feet. So they're at your feet, bound by. That makes sense because Jesus stamped on his head. You can bind them up, right? You can take them captive, control them, because you got witches and sorcerers that control devils. So you got the same authority, you know. Dependents, directed, disposed, enslaved, exposed. So you can expose them. That's the thing. You can't be afraid if you're going to expose them, because what you're doing is you're bringing them out of another realm into another realm, or you're bringing them from a dimension to another dimension. To what purpose? You know, are you going to cast it away? You know, are you going to destroy it? What are you going to do? What's the purpose? It says this. Likely, obedient, inferior, governed, in danger of. That's why when he saw Jesus, he said, have you come to destroy us before the time? That's an option, a real option, that he could have destroyed them angels right then and there if he wanted to. It says obedient, open, prone, provisional, ruled, satellite. Another one for you, I guess the angels are satellites. You know, they looking at you. They are familiar. You know, familiar spirits, I guess, would be a satellite. Ruled, secondary, sensitive, servile, lavish, subordinate, subaltern, subjugated, submissive, subordinate, subservient, subtract, susceptible, under, vulnerable. So, how come people is afraid of angels when the Lord just told you you got all this authority? Right? See, obviously we don't believe in God. If we believe in God, then this wouldn't be an issue. See, that's the problem. It don't take all the drama. It don't take all all that stuff where I come against you, and all that stuff is theater because people don't know what God is. Let's look at it. Let's look at something really simple. Zechariah 3:1. It says this, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist them, right? So you got Joshua got his brother. He's telling Joshua right now, your brother is your brother. That's your comforter or the Holy Ghost, which Jesus said through John, we'll get. But everybody don't get one. So he's telling Joshua, you got one here. There it is, the angel of the Lord right there with him. And Satan was there to withstand. So this Joshua dude was way up the food chain for Satan to come down, for Satan to actually try to yank him, because Satan ain't, he don't deal with peons. You got to have something. And he said this, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? End of the story. It wasn't no argument, it wasn't no fight. People act like, you know, Satan is going to rail back at God. What did he just do? End of it. End of it. That he just went on away just like he said. No arguments, no nothing. St. Jude, chapter 1. You don't have to get all off into that. People do stuff like that. That's theater. They're afraid, or maybe they're afraid, and they need that cup of courage to make them feel like they got to pump themselves up to get to that. But in all actuality, you don't have to do that. St. Jude chapter 1 and 9. Yeah, Michael, the archangels, when contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, he wanted them bones. Right. Because he knew that Moses' bones, he knew that we would be at this point that we would be able to pull gene pools out of bones. He wanted Moses' bones. It says, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about Moses, the body of Moses, does not bring against him railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuked thee. End of it. That's it. He said he didn't bring no railing accusation, but said he didn't. So you devil from hell, you murderer, you shit causing, you murdering Rick, you murder, you this, you that. He didn't say none of that. You didn't have to. What's the point? Like I said, all that stuff is theater, man. You really believe in God, you be like Christ. Hold your peace. End of it. End of it. You see. So this is that thing. He said, all this theater and all that stuff you be getting from these movies and all that stuff, that's repetitious foolishness. If you really believe in the power of God, the last thing you need is theater. Because he the power, right? He the power. So he said, the Lord rebuke you. You know, end of it. Case in point. Ain't nothing else to it. Ain't nothing else to be said. Ain't nothing else to push the issue. See, you don't want to be. End of your story. And that's what he said. When we read in subject, he said, the power to expose, boom, we saw them both. And then the power to dispose, get out of here. The Lord rebuke you. See that? But you notice in none of these accusations, they said, I come against you in the name of Jesus. You can see that. None of them said that. They put the Lord in front of them. See that difference? Let's look at this a little different. Let's look at somebody that didn't do that, right? Let me see. I know it's an Acts, so let's see. Actually, just bear with me, because I didn't put it in this precept, but it has to go in this precept because the conversation is the same. you know, that there's no power, you know, over the angels. It's no power of the devils over you unless you give it to them. Let me see. Right, okay, I can find it under that. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Acts 19. Okay. And it says this. It says, in Acts 19, verse 11, and I'm going to wrap it up here. It says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. In verse 12, so that from his body were brought onto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And he, excuse me, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus who Paul preaches. See that? See how they put themselves up there? I come against you in the name of Jesus. We, first of all, that's theater. That's pride, man. They ran up on a real devil. And this devil spoke back to them. You know, when you get into this, you better know what you're dealing with. You better know your authority. You better know your authority and your rights in the kingdom. You know, just like you, we all concerned about the policemen and all that, you better know your rights in the spirit, against evil spirits. It says, so it says, then certain vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them, call them vagabonds, like Cain, took upon themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. They used the name of Jesus, saying, we adjure you by the name of Jesus, again, whom Paul preaches. So they called on the name of Jesus, but guess what? It didn't work. It says, and there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief priest, which did so, and the evil spirit answered and said, I know. He said, and the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? What? So that just put them on the spot, like, oh man, you kidding me? And that's what it is, Jack. That's what it is. Yeah. For real. Oh. Wow. You got to hide the blood. See, once again, it's not given to everybody. Where is their brothers? If everybody was under the spirit, remember now, look at this. This man here, it says, and these seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and the chief priests, which did so. So they knew the law. They knew the dietary law. They knew the Levitical priesthood laws. They were sons of a certain priest that was way up the food chain. And what happened next? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of that house naked and wounded. So one man whooped seven men. See, that's that Samson theory. You know, we always want to say, well, the evil spirits can take over. You can do miraculous things. Well, how come a righteous spirit can't take over? You can do miraculous things like Samson. You know, Samson did the same thing. He said the spirit came upon him. He picked up that jawbone ass and then went to work. And he said he was in a frenzy, man. He was drunk with fury. He was drunk in the spirit. That's what David said came on them. and Abishai and Moab and all them dudes, man, when they went out to war, they got drunk in the war, the fury of God. They wasn't there. He said they wasn't even there. And it was so much that David was fighting so that he almost fainted. And they pulled him out and they said, "That's it. You're not going out to battle no more. Because, you know, you in the spirit, man. This is do or die." So, yeah. So that evil spirit jumped out and beat up them dudes that was calling on the name of the Lord that had authority by the priest. Didn't matter. You know, just because you got sheepskin and you graduated from this school of theology and all that there don't mean you've been ordained by God. It just means you got sheepskin and the world recognizes you. But do them spirits in that other dimension recognize you? That's the question, right? Amen. So with that being said, we're going to wrap that up here because we're not quite dealing with, we're not quite finished yet. We also got taking the fact that it was a war in heaven. You know, we got to get into that. You know what I mean? It was a war in heaven. And this war, you know, is the reason why the angel was kicked out from the beginning, you know, and how they ended up in this earth. So we got to get to that, you know, because that did take place. So now they created, they in heaven, they got free will. But then sin enter in. Well, I guess that'll be next week, right? So we're going to open up the mics. Everybody can say happy Sabbath to everybody and Shabbat Shalom. Amen. Amen. Everybody, y'all can say Shabbat Shalom. It's a number, fam. Can you hear me?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Right. Whoa. She got fleas.
What is that, man? What's going on? Caleb.
Yeah.
Hey, who is that?
This is Caleb.
Oh.
Who is that cutting up? Yeah, I know that's Caleb. Who is that in the background with that big mouth?
That's Johnny and Tiana.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah. A little bit of Ivan. Trying to go outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey. Well, y'all brothers and sisters are all on the phone, man, so y'all can speak to each other before I hang up because I'm finna get back into bed. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hey, is that Ernest?
Yeah.
What's hey, man.
I'm all right, y'all.
Niggas put up an RPG.
Hey, Ernest.
Uh-huh.
Tell he shine I got his do-rag and his hat cream, okay? Tell him I got
he called you about that.
Yeah. Tell him I just haven't been over there. I haven't been out that way, so tell him I'm gonna crash out for a little bit and then I'm gonna bring. I got all of them do rags. So.
Ah yeah, cool. Yeah,
so I got them all do rags. So tell them I'll be through there to drop them off sometime this afternoon. Probably all be right. Before 3 somewhere. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Where you call your best friend? Right.
That was about a week ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
just after they got their haircut.
You're right.
Yeah, he's trying to get them waves down, so I said, yeah, if you're gonna have it like that, and his head naturally wave up anyway, so you need a do-rag to train it.
Right, yeah.
Who trained your wave?
My little girl.
He signed major in Yates. Yates was on me too. Yeah. But you see my waves? Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah. Cutting up a dollar,
So, yeah, tell him I got him, man. I'll be through there sometime this afternoon. I dropped it off.
Okay.
Yeah. Who else on the line, man? Who else on the line? Yeah. I'm finna put it to bed, man. I didn't say that.
All right.
Yo. Hey, man, I love y'all. I see y'all. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. All
right.
How you doing, baby? Shalom. Hey, man. Good. Shalom. Hey, man.
I just want to say hi to everybody.
Hey, Gary, that's my brother from a different mother.
Hey. Love y'all. Jesus loves y'all, too.
He loves you, too, bro.
His goodness and mercies be with everybody, I pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody on the line. Everybody that couldn't be on the line.
Amen.
God is good.
You work today?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Papa. Hallelujah.
Hey, baby. Who is that, Yeva?
Yeah.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Yeva.
Hey, shalom.
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 I heard you something.
Raise your
hand. Shalom. There it is.
All praises to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High. Yes, indeed. Hey, Joel.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
How you doing, baby? You okay? Everything good? I mean, everything. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, I should say. I'm doing
all right. Okay. Yeah, I get over there, we're going to touch bases, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you. Hey, all right, y'all. We'll touch down later. I'm finna put it to bed, man. Love y'all. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
Oh, yeah.
Shalom. Love you, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too, Pastor.
Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.